What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. It's been a couple of days since I've recorded a podcast, so I thought I'd jump back on. Today, I want to just talk about really just making use of downtime, I think. I'm in Italy right now. I'm in a lovely village on the outskirts of Turin with my partner. And at this time, I, of course, being on holiday, have not been at work. I think everybody's meant to be on holiday, but of course, when you're, you know, addicted to working, you find other ways and means to do things. And at the same time, the internet upload speed has only been a couple of meg, which has meant that I haven't been able to upload the videos that I normally would. So what has actually been really good about this time is that it's provided me actually an opportunity to deep dive into some learning. So I'm about 33% of the way through my third book. I've read Jesse Itzer's Living with a Seal, which was excellent. I then read Dave Goggins' Can't Hurt Me, which was also excellent. And I'm now reading Russell Brunson's Expert Secrets alongside other various bits of blog posts that I've been reading. And the whole experience has actually been excellent. And this is the really just the one thing I wanted to outline, that, you know, you will find interesting opportunities carve themselves out of, you know, changes in environment, changes in context, as well as, you know, screw-ups that occur. A lot of this came about because MailChimp suspended my email account, and that meant that the plan that I had to, you know, run a launch completely blew up, and I switched to AWeber. My account's under review. Not really sure what's going on in those spaces. I've set up on GetResponse, and I'm just waiting to hear back from MailChimp and AWeber. And, you know, all of this activity has happened literally in the space of the last couple of days. And I think, as Dave Goggins talks about in Can't Hurt Me, you know, having a massive action or a massive, you know, attitude and approach towards commitment and getting something done, whatever it may be. You know, in this case, it's been my learning, and it's been over a year, I think, since I've, you know, deep dived into that level of learning. And the ROI that I'm getting from it is absolutely amazing in terms of, you know, realizing the shifts that you can make within your business. So the biggest thing that I've probably just really am beginning to piece together is, you know, how to truly run, you know, sales funnels and info course launches. I'm still at the very early stages of it because I'm doing my learning, having got in 2 hours into Russell Brunson's, you know, ebook. I am also, you know, learning about the sideways sales letter from Jeff Walker. I'm going to probably see if I can get my hands on his product launch formula, as well as perhaps consume a couple of other pieces of content. And, you know, alongside this also, you know, consuming all of the blog posts, I think, on John Buchanan's website, Charm Offensive. I mean, these things have happened across the course of the last 6 weeks, and it's leading literally to exponential like gains in the business. I adjusted my funnel for trying to get myself booked onto podcasts as a consequence of what I read for John Buchanan in terms of Charm Offensive. I've now replicated that for myself, for my business partner at Pearl Lemon Videos, Umesh, as well as for a client, Amir Bormand. And we're all seeing a steady inflow of, you know, just responses really to podcast outreach. I've now been on one or two podcasts. I've got a couple more lined up for January, and hopefully that will continue. So that's been, you know, a massive win. Alongside that, I've also adjusted some of my LinkedIn messaging to make it more quirky, more irreverent. You know, little things like, you know, thinking about things in terms of the power of free. Deepak Shukla, SEO expert, ultramarathon runner, and Nestle hot chocolate lover. You know, building that kind of irreverence, and also adding things such as, I hope you have an absolutely splendid day, or words that are unusual, such as stupendous, or magnanimous, or irreverent, or quirky, or, you know, titillating, anything that basically stands out of the ordinary. Injecting those into your messaging really does make a lot of sense. Furthermore, you know, I've just learned about I even forgot what it was, so I'll talk about something that I do remember. Russell Brunson's whole concept that the true way to launch an actual soft anything, basically, you know, they've got the I think purportedly one of the if memory stands correct, fastest growing SaaS tools ever in ClickFunnels. It does, you know, 100 million ARR, annual recurring revenue, and this has been built upon basically customer acquisition that has come through info product launches, meaning that the cost of acquisition for, you know, for clients onto his software is either zero, or he actually gets paid to acquire clients, because At the front end, you can run a product launch, okay? And at the back end, you can recommend or you can launch stack and stack different kinds of offers as you sell to an audience, as you get involved into the space of info of opportunity switching, taking them away from whatever they're currently working on into whatever you can offer. So beginning with that kind of niche first approach and, you know, selling an information product upfront, as I have done with my cold email lead generation funnel, and then using that as a basis to reinvest some of the money into, you know, blog content, reinvest some of the money into producing YouTube videos, and to, you know, then recommend software on the back end, which people have signed up to in their droves, stands as, or also hire you for direct lead generation, stands as an excellent, excellent way to actually build your business. And if you can infuse those all together, you have the chance to build, you know, an absolute powerhouse. So thinking out loud, I've got a fledgling e-commerce business. When I say I've got a business, I've just set up a dropshipping Shopify store, just been experimenting with it, and it's in the space of insomnia. So what I'm thinking now, just out loud, is that I could position a funnel based around, you know, selling information, advice about how to get a better night's sleep. On the back end of it, I can, you know, have some of my products that I recommend, as well as actually, you know, introducing perhaps an app from the Can't Sleep group. And in that way, we can transition, you know, into from information products into e-commerce sales and also into, you know, SaaS services. So this is, you know, an excellent, excellent framework. And at the same time, you build your brand, you build your recognition, you build your tribe, and you get paid to do it all. So this, I think, is really, you know, for me, certainly the new age and the new way of doing things. And these are some of the things that I've come to learn as a consequence of this deep diving alongside Dave Goggins' ethos of, you know, set goals outside of your comfort zone, continually push and just work your ass off. So if that makes sense, guys, that has been my learnings for today's life, love and entrepreneurship.